Happening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration is holding a large Independence Day celebration and fireworks display in Washington, despite the city's concerns about the coronavirus. Streets were blocked off around the White House, Lincoln Memorial, and Black Lives Matter Plaza. A number of protests for racial equality and police reform were held Saturday afternoon. President Trump is hosting a special event for first responders, health care, military, and the police, and others on the front lines of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of spectators are expected late Saturday to watch fireworks on the National Mall. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said plans for the July 4th celebration include the firing of 10,000 fireworks in what he called the largest in recent memory. The World Health Organization said Saturday it was discontinuing its trials of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and combination HIV drugs in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality. We get more in a report from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Saturday's setback came as the WHO reported more than 200,000 new cases globally of the disease for the first time in a single day. But the WHO on Saturday said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are used for non-hospitalized patients or as a prophylaxis. Last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration revoked its emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, which President Donald Trump in March touted as a possible game changer to treat COVID-19. Another branch of the WHO-led trial is looking at the potential effect of Gilead's antiviral drug remdesivir on COVID-19.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA.